Om Shanti, and very good morning. So no matter how big or small, we will carry on with the session as planned, even though it's holy and many would like to play colors rather than sit in the classroom. So I'm actually very happy to see all of you who has been in Madhuban for nearly 2 weeks, isn't it? And so all of you would have carried with you that vibrant, high-frequency energy, I must say, and the wisdom of your experiences during this more or less 2 week stay in Madhuban. And we thought that this is a good opportunity for us to pause, to reflect, and also to share those transformative experiences, transformative, beautiful, unique moments of our experiences here in Madhuban. Otherwise, it will just float away, and sometimes we even forget in the midst of our busy life when we go back, isn't it? So, as you know, Madhuban is not just a place, not just headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. Madhuban is a very sacred space, I would say, where our minds are nurtured, isn't it? Our hearts are healed and the soul is up and enriched. So, during these 2 weeks of stay in Madhuban, you have heard, you have listened, you have studied inspiring classes from the seniors and also meditation practices. You might have meaningful conversations with the seniors, with each other, and you have met most of the seniors who are here, either in small groups discussion or in the big group like that here in the hall. So all of you together, I would say, would have accumulated many profound, unique, very rich experiences. So what are we going to do with it? Just let it go through our mind and go back? But we thought that it would be good to do a little bit of processing. So this is the opportunity for us to, as I said, reflect personally and then to share. The session is designed for us to think first and then to share and then share with a person next to you, as well as to explore, I would like to say more importantly, to explore how these experiences, we can carry them back with us, continue in this journey to guide us and to enrich our lives, continue from here. So this is our plan. And so before we start, I would like to, first of all, we will reflect based on some questions. So first of all, Suresh Bhai, can you show the slide that I have prepared? So we're going to reflect on specific areas. These three questions are to trigger you to think more deeply of your experiences, your transformative moments here in Madhuban. So you can see the three questions. I'll read out to you also, and then when you reflect on these three questions. Okay, it's coming up. So anyway, I'll read to you. It's slowly coming up, the three questions, that if we could spend some moments of silence. Firstly, let us center ourselves and go into the space of silence. You may want to close your eyes for a moment before you look at the questions. Can we do that now? So, in this space of silence, let us center ourselves in the center of our forehead, that I am a beautiful soul who is filled with very rich, very deep and unique experiences during my stay in Madhuban. And here now, I have the chance to pause for a moment and to reflect on those beautiful moments, those transformative moments that I have experienced during this journey here in Madhuban. And so now in silence, let us go deeply and think about what is the one thing, what is the one thing that made a deep impression on you in Madhuban? There were many classes, there were workshops and panel discussions too. We also have drishti bhaktis, yoga experiences. But out of all those, what is it, the one that touched you the most? Out of all of those, what is the one thing that made a profound, a very deep impression in your heart, in your mind, when you are in Madhuban during this period? One most profound experience. We spend a few moments to think about this. If you have a pen and paper, you may want to write down your reflection. And question two, why do you think this touched you deeply? What is that one session that touched you, that gave you the deepest experience, and why was it? Why was it that it touched you deeply? And if it has touched you, you would of course remember it, but how will you be different when you return because of this experience? How would you be different? Different in your attitude, in your vision towards others, in your interaction and behavior to others, your service companions? How would that experience make a difference in your life? In other words, make a difference when you go back after this Madhuban trip. What difference would it make? What impact would it have on you? when you go back, whether personally or whether in your interactions with others, in your self-progress, or even in your relationship with Baba, what would this experience bring to you in your life moving forward? So I give you maybe about 5 to 8 minutes to think about. Put it in your paper, because when you put it down, those experiences become more solid. It is as if you have written it in your heart and make it clear in your mind. So take a few moments to write it down. You have enough time for that. 6 minutes or 7 minutes. Can you do that now? Can you raise your hand, those who have finished? Okay, those who need more time to write? Mostly all are alright? You have got at least one or two experiences in your mind? Okay, so now, is it okay if I move on to the next session? Now, I would like you to go into pair. Just for your own language, especially those, you can sit next to each other. There are a lot of sofa chairs in front. If you like, you can come to the front. But each of you must be in a pair. For the next session is to have discussion in pairs. The Tamil group is there, right? You can understand? You want to go in a, it's best that you go in pair, then only become into a bigger group. Brother, you have someone with you, brother there? Okay. Please move to somebody if you are alone. If you are alone, can you go and join someone else? All of you have a pair? Sister there, you would like to come to the center? Three? Okay, yeah. It's best in pair because, Nandabai, I think it's better in pair because we want active listening and then sharing the other person's. It's good in pair because each one has to speak. You would have deeper experience, I guarantee you, if you go into pairs, rather than three or four. Okay? Tamil groups are okay? Tamil? They are right? Please raise your hand if those who are alright, they are in pairs, so I know whether I can carry on with the next session. What about those in the middle? Are you alright? Those in the middle, are you in pairs? Do you need translation? Okay, great. Are you ready for the next? Yeah, both of you are in pairs, brother? Okay, good, good, thank you. Now, the next session is that you are all in pairs, and this is a two-way sharing and listening process. What we call active sharing and active listening. So, you can name each one of you. One is A. One is A and the other is B. Raise your hand, those A's. Okay. Person A, you please share your experience that you have written, your Madhuban experience based on the three questions I have shared with you. please share A, share with B in 5 minutes, and B, raise your hand, those B, in silence, with eye contact, listen actively. Please don't interfere or interrupt in A's sharing. A will share what she has in her mind, her experiences, what she took from this Madhuban trip. So, and B will listen actively, participate by having eye contact, so that the person who's sharing knowing that you are listening. And after that, I would like B to summarize and share it back to A. You can understand? So first A sharing in 3 to 5 minutes. B listen. Listen carefully and actively, but do not speak. And after A has finished, B will repeat what A has said. Okay? Understand? Translation? In just summarize, not that you have to repeat everything, so that A knows that you have understood. And you know why? Because in this process, you also get the experience. You also feel when A, what A shared to you, the experience become more profound when it's repeated. Okay, you can start now. A will now start sharing with B. And if you have finished, is it okay? Please raise your hand if both have finished, and we can switch over. You have finished. Now B, who has been listening, your turn to share your experience to A. Now B, who has been listening, share your experience to A now. And A will do the active listening. Listen with attention and then summarize and repeat it to A, to B. Is it clear? Switch over, in other words. Om Shanti. It's really nice to continue sharing, isn't it? When we start sharing, we can't stop. Who needs more time? You, this group? Okay. 2 more minutes or 3 minutes? You need more time? Okay. Yeah. Just give them the 1 more minute and we'll come to you. Okay? You can share. You can share yours afterwards. Suresh Bhai, can we have a mic? Because they were doing sharing. It's down there. Okay. Moment, just hold on a moment, sit first. Okay. Wow, so enthusiastic, very good. Just give this group, this small group here, they need a bit more time to share. Wait until they finish and we'll ask you to share yours. Is it okay? Okay. You have got just 1/2 minute to summarize this group here. If you have not finished, you can summarize your sharing now, your reflection for each other. And you can see how when we share with each other, our experience becomes richer, isn't it? It becomes more alive. And we can use those beautiful experiences when we go back to our country. So who is ready? Sisters is ready to share? Can Can you come over? You need translation, right? Okay, come. Tell where are you, your name and your country, and just share the reflection that both of you have shared. Okay? Can you use this mic here? It's already switched on. So are all of you ready? We listen to a few experiences. Okay, give your name and where are you from. You're doing translation for her? Sri Lanka. Okay. Are you doing translation for her or you are doing? I know. Are you, who is doing translation? You speak in English. Both of you speak in Tamil. Who can do translation for them? Anyone in your group? Oh, Brother Nanda, you don't mind? Good that you're here. Okay. Sister can share? Use the mic, sister, the mic. She has to put it closer. It's switched on already.
Om Shanti. நானும் முகவும் ஸ்ரீலங்கா தமிழில் தான் நாங்கள் உரையாடிக்கொண்டோம். நாங்கள் முதல் தரமாக தான் இந்த மதுவனுக்கு வந்திருக்கிறோம் ரெண்டு பேருமே. நாங்கள் வந்து 15 நாள் ஆயிட்டு, இந்த 15 நாளைக்குள்ள நாங்கள் இங்கே வந்து நிறைய பாபாட இதுகளை அனுபவம் செய்தோம். என்னென்னா, முதலாவது நாங்கள் இது ஜான்சோவரெல்லாம் தங்கியிருந்தோம். நாங்கள் நல்ல மெடிடேஷன், அடுத்தது முரளி எல்லாம் நல்ல அனுபவம் பெறும்படி தாதி மேரிட்டு நாங்கள் கேட்டு விளங்கி கொண்டோம். அடுத்தது நாங்கள் சாந்தி பவன் போய் டாடி குல்சார் டாடியிட அந்த நினைவு தினத்திலையும் கலந்து கொண்டோம். அதில் டாடி எங்களுக்கு நல்ல பிளஸ்ஸிங் தந்திருந்தாங்க. அடுத்தது அவற்ற ரொக்குக்கு போனாங்க. ரொக்குலையும் எங்களுக்கு நல்ல ஒரு ஒளி புள்ளியை காணக்கூடியதாக இருந்தது. என்ன தெரியும், என்னை பொறுத்தளவில் எனக்கு அது அந்த ஒளி புள்ளி அங்கே நான் அனுபவம் செய்யக்கூடியதாக இருந்தது. அடுத்த பாபாட மதுவன் பாண்டவனம் போயிருந்தோம். அங்கேயும் அந்த டவர் அதில் பாபா சொன்னன்படி நாலேஜ், மைண்ட், பியூரிட்டி எல்லாத்தையும் நான் அதில் அனுபவம் செய்தேன். அடுத்தது அவவும் அதில் பெற்று தான் எனக்கு ஒரு
தேங்க்யூ சிஸ்டர்.
ஓம் சாந்தி. We are first timers in Madhuban. We have been here about 15 days in Madhuban. And we have a lot of experiences in Gyan Sarovar, Pandabhavan and also Shantivan. In Shantivan, we had on Gulzar Dadi's Memorial Day, we had special experiences, special blessings. Also, at that point, I could not experience the point form. And after some time, I was starting to experience few things. And back in Pandabhavan, the experiences were very good. And,
Okay. Thank you. Let's give them a... Let's your hand. Can I come back to you? We give other countries a chance first. She's from Sri Lanka. Just sit there for a while. We'll ask for other country and we come back to you. Thank you, Nandabai. Okay. Yeah, you don't mind to put this mic here. Okay, anyone else who would like to share from other countries? Please come forward. When you share, you inspire others as well. Okay, brother, come forward. Tell us where you are from and give us your name as well.
Nick, UK. The biggest takeaway for this one is the sweetness. The sweetness of Madhuban, and it has gave the opportunity here for the first time to reflect on my center and realize that the center is very sweet too, which hadn't thought. I knew the center was good, I liked the center, but I hadn't really understood it's the sweetness of this that has really made a big impression.
Okay, thank you. So it is the atmosphere and the vibration that you took most?
Amrit Vela very much.
Okay, Amrit Vela.
And Brahma Baba.
Oh, wonderful.
That's where the sweetness is, the essence has been, yeah.
So how would it impact on you when you go back to UK?
Promises. But wanting to imprint Amrit Vela on my daily routine more with a bigger impression, really make it part of the day, rather than something that's a good idea.
Very good effort you're making, because Amrit Vela is the most important thing for the start of the day, as we have heard and also know about that through experience, that if your Amrit Vela is powerful, it's experiential, then throughout the day it's smooth and easy. It will help us for the rest of the day. So very good start you have.
Yeah, and just to say that, so it's the loving, everything is easy with love. Everything is easy when you're in love.
Wonderful.
And that's the experience here with Amrit Vela.
This is the best, yeah. When you do everything is love, everything is easy. That is going his takeaway. So give him a big hand. Thank you for your sharing, brother. Thank you. And the next one, yeah, give your name and where you're from and how long you're in Gyan. Okay. Wow, look at all the color you have.
I'm Shanti. Bonjour, Martial from France.
This is Martial. He's from France and he is BK since 33 years.
Donc j'ai été touché ici à Madoban. Je me suis plaint un petit peu parce que je me suis dit il y a plus d'aînés comme du temps de Dadi Kumarka, tout ça.
I've been touched here in Madoban because I realized that there is not so many oldest person as Dadi Kumarka.
Les dadis étaient devant et elles écoutaient le murli ou les classes, et ça m'a beaucoup manqué.
Donc he missed. You remember that he is an old BK since 33 years, don't? So he missed the time when all the elders were sit here in the back and they were listening to the murli in the front. So it affected him a little bit. Well, maybe not just a little.
Can you hear her? Can you hear her? Everybody can hear her? Yeah, a little bit soft. Maybe brother can increase the volume. Is it, can I just want to, so that everybody get to hear? Is it just the gist that you have been here for, 33 years in Gyan, and you do miss the dadis, they're not here, but you still get as much now? Is it something like that?
Oui. Yes.
Yes, then we're good.
Donc,
okay.
je me suis plaint à Baba. J'ai dit, écoute, Baba, il n'y a plus les aînés, tout ça. Et deux jours après, je voyais Sudesh, qui était devant, et puis d'autres aînés. Et j'ai dit à Baba, waouh, merci Baba, tu m'as écouté. Donc ça m'a fait beaucoup de bien. En fin de compte, pour terminer, ça montre que, quels que soient les changements, tout est parfait. Il faut accepter que dans Yagya, il y a des choses qui ont changé et que tout est bien. Voilà ce que je retiens.
So I was disturbed because the elders were not there. So I complained to Baba. And I talk to him and I say, why? And I'm disturbed with that. It is not the way I would like it to be. And 2 days ago, after 2 days after, he realized that some others were here. And he said, well, thank you, Baba, for listening to me. And it means also that the way it is the perfect way. So that's what he summarized with that little sentence. Mm-hmm. So the way it is, the way it is perfect.
Wonderful. Very good. So give him a big hand. And thank you to Sister for the translation. You are very beautiful with all the colors. Okay. Anyone else from a different country? Come. Are you all getting all the experiences from everyone? Please open your apron of the intellect as they share those beautiful experiences so they are yours as well. So open your heart and mind to listen and you get more than one experience. Okay, sister.
Om Shanti. My name is Nirsha. I'm from Mauritius. And the last time I was here, I was 5 years old. And after 5 years old, when I went to high school and college, I kind of stopped coming to the center because I wanted to focus on my career, doing a job, living a family life, I mean, not the center life. Mm. So when I finished my studies, I went to work, and just beside my office was an inner space. And the inner space was run by the sisters who was nurturing me when I was a little girl. So for 3 years, I went to the center and every day, because I couldn't not go there and not go there. It wasn't in me. So for 3 years, I went to the center and little by little, I feel that Baba called me back. So because then after 3 years, COVID happened and I was not going to the center and I missed it. So then when COVID was completed, I went back to the center. Okay, and why I'm telling you all this? Because it's all related to my experience to this time. So when I went back to the center, I was so uncomfortable to go back because I didn't know what the sisters would say and if I really want to do it, or I had many doubts. So what I did, I didn't inform the center, I just sneaked in. So I went in the morning when the Murli was going on, I just went to the Kamra Baba and quickly went back home. So I did it for 2 weeks and then slowly I went to Murli and spent 1 year complete center life. And after 1 year, in 2024, on Brahma Baba's day, I went to the center and felt so high vibrations that I wanted to feel these vibrations my whole life. So on this day, I made a promise to Baba that next year, after 18th of January, in February or March, I will come to Madhuban. So from the time I made this promise until the time I came to Madhuban, I had a lot of tests. I mean, Baba was really testing my limits because I saw things that I couldn't imagine can happen to me. And I didn't know I had such power to face those challenges and to stick with Baba. So 1 year happened and 18th of January came again. Okay, so just 18th of January 2025, on the eve, on 17th, I lost my father, my Lokik father. And this was I didn't lost him, he was hospitalized on 17th because he had a sudden stroke. So it was a big shock for me and for the family. And on 18th of January, I talked to Baba. I said, but I'm coming to Madhuban. This was supposed to be a very happy moment for me. But it's not so happy. I feel a lot of emotions, really, because I didn't know I was so attached to my Lokik father. So then Baba told me, Baba gave me a sign that just keep going with the flow. Let it be, don't do anything, just go with the flow. And in my meditation on that day, before going to visit my father, I had a vision that that someone is so tired, he's resting in the laps of an angel. So I thought that person was me because I was really tired. Okay, and then I felt that I just had to let it be, go with the flow and do things like we're supposed to do. And then 1 week later, on the 24th of January, I lost my father. And it happened in front of me. I was there, my father was in front of me, and I was the only one there. And he was taking his last breath, and his face was so innocent. Like he is leaving, but with a lot of, yes, the body was suffering, but he is getting his freedom, and I was there. But I was not able to remember Baba, because I felt like I needed to do something to help him. I wanted to be the doctor at that time. And when they informed me that my father flew away, I had so much of anger for the doctor because they didn't inform me that I will lose my father. I didn't know. I thought that he will get better and come back home, and I will come to Madhuban happy. So all of this happened before I come to Madhuban. So when I came here, I came with a lot of confusion in my head, and I really felt like I didn't do enough for my father. I'm the Brahmin soul, so I should have, I don't know, heal him, I don't know, make him happy or something to bring him back or to make him happy. So on the four first days of my days in Madhuban, I kept talking to Baba in Amrit Vela, in all my meditations, in Pandav Bhavan. I wrote letters. I think Baba must have been bored with me. So many things I wrote, so many emotions. And then in the Murlis, slowly.
Let's have traffic control. And just summarize so that others can share. Just summarize after traffic control. We deeply appreciate what you have shared, your journey so far. But can you summarize in a sentence or two, in spite of all that is happening to you, that have happened to you before you came, what is that one profound thing that has helped you? What that experience is that would help you in your life when you go back? What is that one thing you have taken from Madhuban?
There are many things, but one thing that is core to me is in a class, I think Didi Mohini, someone was sharing about an experience where someone was in a hospital and their family was doing yoga for the person, but the person was in a coma but didn't respond to the yoga. But when Didi Mohini came...
What is your experience?
So, yes, when Didi Mohini came and did a yoga with the person, so the person responded. And then Didi Mohini said that if you see the soul as your brother, as your father, as your sister, sibling, friend, it will not happen, the healing or what the person, the soul needs to catch, it will not happen. But if you see the person as a soul and give him what he needs at this time by connecting with Baba mm-hmm. and see the person as his soul, mm-hmm. then it will work. Mm-hmm. So for me, the biggest learning is that even if I have mother, father, anyone, any relationship, so I don't see them as my relationships. Mm-hmm. I see them as souls. Mm-hmm. And when I did that in my meditation experience, mm-hmm. I was able to see, not see my father, but see a soul on a journey. And then I could really connect with Baba more and catch the power and send to the soul, not to my father.
Wonderful.
So this
very
is
good.
My biggest learning.
Very good. Very beautiful. Give her a big hand for her courage. Thank you, sister. What's your name again?
It's Nirja.
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 Nirja. Okay. From Mauritius. Thank you so much for sharing with us your experience. We can have one more? One or two more? From another country? Who would like to share? Oh, you're all contented? Satisfied? What about this side? Sorry? Another sister? Oh, the sister is Sri Lankan sister, is it? Okay, come. Sister from UK. Sorry, Anubhuti, US. Come, sister. From the United States, okay.
All right. Meeting. We were down for the meeting, and I had gone down with a couple of people in this car, and I was supposed to come back up with them as well. But we got separated somehow, and when the meeting was over, I looked around and I didn't see this person. He's kind of new, and I would hoped he'd stay close to me, but he didn't because he got separated. And he wasn't around anywhere, and I didn't see the other person anywhere, so I thought, I'll see him outside. And I knew where the driver was parked. I walked outside in this mob of 20,000 people, didn't speak English. There was no car, no driver, no brothers that I came with. And basically I'm standing there, it's dark, it's late, and all these 20,000 people that don't speak any English walking around me. And then I remember from Baba Smirli, he said, if you ever need anything, you ask to me, you talk to me, and you will get help. And so I immediately then turned to Baba, my only support, and said, Baba, I need your help, because I don't know my way in the dark around in Shantivan very well, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And so, sure enough, as soon as I talked to him, right away, then the other sisters that I did know came walking out, Sister Gita, Sister Kyoko, and they knew where the sister that I, the senior sister that I come with, they knew where she was, so we went up there, and then they called the driver, because it was the driver for her driver, and he had reached the top. He was already in Gyantsarovar. I was down there. So he went without me, and so then what to do? So then they called, they thought, well, they'll have them come down, and then they called around, and just miraculously, there was some sisters from London who had gone up, gone a little ways, and realized they had to come back for something, and so I got to go up with them, and everything was fine.
Thank you.
So thank you. It's just a reassurance. Baba is our only support in the end.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One last one. If not, we'll summarize. Okay, one last one, sister. Just a summary of what that profound experience you have in Madhuban during your stay here.
Om Shanti. I'm from Malaysia. This is my second trip to Madhuban. Actually, this is before I come to Madhuban, I want to share the experience. many of them come from batch by batch to Madhuban, but I couldn't make it at that time. So they all already came on the first. So when my son asked, "You really want to go alone?" I said, "Yes." They already booked a ticket on the third. So I'm from different flight. Nobody with me because I alone. The family worried about me for my because my health, my age, how you going to carry the bag, everything. But to me, I said, Baba is there. But to me, I know Baba. They are not, they don't know much. Okay? So, once it's already the times come, when everyone asks, you going alone? You can make it? You need to carry the bag? How? Then I going to get ready to airport. So I call my Bangsa Center, the sister. Sister, is it possible? I going alone? Sure, someone will come and pick me in Ahmedabad. She said, sure, one also they will come and fetch you. Don't worry. Then I said, you don't worry to my son. You don't worry. Take me on the way to airport. The sister called me. She said, you got a surprise. You go and see in the airport. I go and see, I go and watching there is three BK brothers there. Then I was so, you know, this is okay, I know Baba will help me. I'm not going alone. I told them I'm not going alone. Baba is there for me. But to me, I'm showing Baba to my children. You know what I told you, Baba will help me anyway. So the brothers is there. To me, they are Pandavas. So no one let me carry the bag even. So they carry all the bags, put there, do everything until I reach to Madhuban. So no, this is make me, before I enter the Madhuban, I already so, no, deeply. And then, you know why, from started, they won't let me even go to market, also someone will follow me. Go anywhere, someone, you don't do this, don't do that, like that. So I want to be free, I want to come alone, I want to experience it. So this is very nice. Wonderful. And then the second thing, once I reach here already, after a few days later, the our Malaysian sisters, some are going to New Delhi. So they vacated the room. Sister Ong suddenly, I didn't know. She vacated, they already sent her to a different room. I go and see, she also not there. Are you alone today? Okay, Baba, I alone. So someone who's every time surrounded by many people, they need, some peace, something like that. Okay. And then I feel it, then I was talking to Baba. Then I sleep, Baba, and then morning wake up. I feel so much different. I can experience it. Okay, so this is what I want to just tell.
All right. Thank you. Om Shanti, thank you so much for all your experiences. Give everyone a big hand. Om Shanti, dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for all your sharing, your open sharing and sharing from your heart. One thing after hearing all your sharing, what I'm feeling is that what we take back most is not so much of the classes. Yes, the classes will give us the wisdom, will give us the depth of knowledge, but what I'm hearing from all of you is the powerful vibrations in Madhuban, isn't it? That is enabling you to overcome your obstacles, your fears, your challenges, and so these have got a deeper imprint because of the pure, high frequency energy vibration of Madhuban. You know, Madhuban is not just a place, as I've said. Madhuban is a land of blessings. Madhuban is a land of transformation. It's a land of magic. And I can hear from all your experiences, magic happened in your life. You were experiencing obstacles. You were having challenges. You were having confusion. You were having discontentment. No daddies here, only didis. And yet you felt the presence of Baba. Each one of you, I can see, I can hear, I can feel that Baba is very much in your life. During your journey, before, during your journey here, your trip here, as well as when you are going back. So don't forget that Baba is in our lives, very much close to us. Whether you remember Him or not, He will be with you. He will protect us. He will take care of us. Isn't it? So I can feel, please, when we go back, cherish this beautiful experience. Carry this experience with you. Fill your heart, your soul with the power, the energy, the vibrations of Madhuban. And when you have any instances of any situation, when it comes to you, remember this experience. I can share, just one more moment, I can share with you one experience. One very high level VIP from South America, he visited Madhuban for call of time. Not like us as a child of God, only as a guest. He visited Madhuban as a guest. And while he was in Madhuban, the country military force, military army took over his country. He's high level in the government. I think some of you must have heard this story. And so when he went back, it was very difficult situation because the whole country filled with army people. So when he was going back at the airport, immediately he has this thought, Madhuban experience, Madhuban a pure land. He was not stopped by any army military people. They see him, he went through. Another stop, they saw him, he went through right until his home, without a scratch, without a stop. How powerful it is, just the thought of Madhuban. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it magical? Just the thought of Madhuban brought back that powerful energy and vibration that helped him sail through his life safely to reach home. And after the coup was over, he became the vice president of the country. So isn't it beautiful and expensive? So it is very powerful. Cherish the moments here. Take as much power as you can. As the sister said, Amrit Vela. Brother said, make it very powerful, Amrit Vela. Part of your life. And you will be safe and protected and have Baba with you your whole life. Okay? Thank you so much. Sister, you want to share some more? One more. Okay.
Om Shanti. My name is Havitri, I'm from Malaysia. What has touched me, my impression, and what has touched deeply, yeah? That was the question here. So I really, really experienced, one day before, there was a Tamil class conducted by
Brother, a bit closer?
Yeah. Brother Chandran from, I think he's from Shantivan, he came on that day to conduct a Tamil class. I attended that class, and that class was very deep. It's all about bodiless, avyat, and seed stage, you know. I'm just paying attention and all that. So what happened that same night, I have the habit of writing a goodnight letter to Baba. So I went to Baba's room. I told Baba, this class is very deep to me. It's not my capacity to practice, because I'm not that person who really practice, you know. But anyway, I told Baba, very deep class. Okay, let's see. What happened the next day when I came for my Amrit Vela? Please believe me, I'm floating. I know what is floating like, you know, which I never experienced. The next day at Amrit Vela, I'm sitting, suddenly I feel I'm floating right up. And then I'm swinging also, but I'm not sitting at the swing. I'm swinging with the float, you know, left to right, right to left. So when it goes to the left side, I scream. I had a fear. I'm not happy, actually. I'm fear. 3 times I scream for Baba, 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 like that, you know. After that, then I see I'm sitting in the class at Murli, I'm sorry, at Amrit Vela. But it was not first time to me. Of course, in Madhuban, it was my first time. More than 10 years back, after coming to Baba 15 years back, I was only 6-7 month child to Baba. I also experienced like the same thing. and also ice cream. So what I went and told my center vasya, I said I had kind of vision, I don't know what you call this, but I scream every time. Then she said, when you have the same chance again, you don't scream. You just enjoy. And then, I know she taught me in such a way, but it disappeared. More than 15 years, I didn't have it. But I had here only. Mm. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much.
So, Baba's power, as Sister Sheila was saying, how we experience. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, thank you. So, we have a moment of silence, sweet remembrance of Baba for all the beautiful experiences he has given us during our trip here. So continue to enjoy this journey. Continue to be with Baba, very close to Baba, in your heart and in your life. And all good wishes, blessings and blessings upon all of us. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.